We're doing Zechariah. We're up to what's called the third chapter. The Navi had been discussing how in the future Hashem will will reestablish his portion, his lot. He will reestablish Judea and Jerusalem and will arouse from his holy home. And the Navi sees a new vision. Pasuk Aleph. Bayare eini et Yoshua Kohen Agadol Omed Lifnei Malach Adonai Ve'asatan Omed al Yemino Lesitnom. So he sees Yoshua the high priest standing before the angel. And the Satan, the angel who speaks badly about people, is standing on his right and speaking badly about him. And what is he saying? How could it be your own children married non-Jewish women? The verse says in Ezra that they verified and Yoshua ben Yotzadak, the high priest, his own children married non-Jewish women. So, Yoshua is supposed to represent all of us in the Holy of Holies, in the temple every day. And yet, there's an angel in heaven who's speaking badly about him. Vayomer Adonai el ha-satan, Yig'ar Adonai b'cha ha-satan, V'yig'ar Adonai b'cha ha-bocher b'Yerushalayim, Halo zeh od mutzal me'esh. So Hashem says to the Satan, Hashem says, I will roar against you. I will roar against you twice because I have chosen Jerusalem. And how could you speak about Yeshua? How could you speak badly about him? He is like an ember that's saved from the fire. He is like a piece of wood that makes it out of the fire. Look at him. The simple understanding is there have been so many other people who went down and he came out of the exile and look at how fine he is. So his children aren't where they should be. But he is the remnant of Israel. So don't speak badly about him. After everything that my people have suffered, I stick to my guns, so to speak. Hashem says, I still choose Jerusalem. I still choose my people. And don't speak badly about them after everything they've suffered. Our sages say that there was Achav ben Klaya and Tzidkiyahu, two false prophets, who were going around Babylon and selling their goods. They were a bunch of liars. And they came to Nebuchadnezzar's own daughter and they told her, God said you should sleep with us. So she said, really? Okay. She went to her father and said, Dad, this is what's going on. So her father calls them in and they say, what do you want from us? God said. So Nebuchadnezzar says, gee, I have an interesting litmus test. I had three men of God thrown into a burning fire, and they walked out alive. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Let's check you two. If you're men of God, you come out alive. Okay, we'll have what to talk about. So the two panic, and they say, well, they were three, and we're only two. We don't have the merits they had. If we'd be three, we'd be okay. So he says, okay, choose yourself a third buddy. So now they're stuck. So they choose Yoshua, the high priest, the Kohen Gadol. They figure If he's with us, maybe we'll all be saved. The Kohen Gadol has a job to pray on behalf of all the people. He has a communal responsibility. Every year, he does the service of the Holy of Holies on behalf of everyone. So they figure, if we go down with him, maybe we'll make it out alive. So Nebuchadnezzar has the three of them taken and thrown into a burning furnace. Achav and Tzidkiyahu are burnt alive. And Yeshua, this high priest that we're talking about, walks out alive. But his clothing are scathed. His clothing smell of the fire. And one of the fantastic things that everyone was impressed with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah is that they walked out unscathed and their clothing didn't smell of the fire either. So the Nebuchadnezzar, the chutzpah of him, he calls Yeshua in front of him and he says to him, okay, I see you're the pious one among the two, but how come you didn't come out as clean as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah did? Okay, so you see the guy's a mefunik, he's already used to miracles. He sees people walking out of the furnace alive, he figures he could ask questions. So this Nebuchadnezzar asked Yeshua, the Kohen Gadol.
And who are the three prophets that he put through the fire for?
Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So Yeshua has to think fast. The real answer is because Yeshua's children had married non-Jewish women. So they had a sin that was similar to what these two men wanted to do. And Yeshua should have been more forceful in his rebuke of his children. And that's what the Satan over here is saying against Yeshua. Look, his clothing are dirty. But Yeshua isn't about to tell Nebuchadnezzar that. So Yeshua says, what do you want from me? Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah were three righteous people. I'm only one. They went down as a group of righteous people. You sent me down with two charlatans, with two liars and scoundrels. And you see, they got burnt alive. So I can't, you know, if you throw me down with them, so then the best I can do is walk out alive. But God wasn't about to let me out completely clean. But the real answer we have on tradition was that there was something held against him. And that's what the Satan is claiming now. He's standing on Yeshua's right and he's saying, his own children married non-Jewish women, and where is he? So obviously Yeshua is very pious, but the Satan holds it against him that he didn't rebuke his children more forcefully. And so the Navi continues and says, V'Hoshua hayalavush bigadim tzoim. Yeshua's clothing were soiled. Yeshua was wearing dirty clothing. So Hashem says, Ve'omeid lifnei hamalach. His children were still married to these women, and so his clothing were still soiled. Vayan vayomer el haomedim lifanav leimor hasiru habegadim hatzoim me'alav. And so the angel called to the other angel standing there. And he said, remove Yeshua's dirty clothing. In other words, cause his children to divorce those wives. And then Hashem will forgive him. Vayomer eilav, re'ei hevarti me'alecha avonecha, v'al beishotecha machalatzot. So the angel said to Yeshua, look here. When I've commanded that your children should separate from the non-Jewish woman, I've removed the sin that was weighing on you. And now I've commanded that they dress you with fine clothing. So you're the high priest. After your children have done that and that was held against you, now you're going to fix that and you'll wear clean clothing. Va'omar yasimu Tzanif tahor al rosho. So Zechariah himself prayed over Yeshua, and he said, let them put on his head a pure crown, a pure hat. The prayer is really that the Kahuna Gedola will continue in his family, being that his family was now going to be faithful. So he says, let them put a pure crown, and the crown represents something that passes as a dynasty. And he says, let Yeshua's family continue to be the Kohanim Gdolim, now that his children have mended their ways, Vayasimu hatzanifataho al rosho Vayalbishu begadim umalach Adonai omed. So they dressed him with fine clothing, which is another way of saying that his merits started shining forth. Until now, there was the Satan standing there always speaking badly about him. But now, they dressed him with a pure crown. In other words, they entitled him to have a dynasty, a continuation of his family being the high priest, which is what Zechariah had prayed for. And they also dressed him with pure clothes, and the angel was standing there consistently. The angel was following all of this. So now Zechariah achieved two things. He witnessed how Yeshua is now a person filled with merits, a person who speaks, whose merits speak on behalf of the Jewish people, and that they've crowned him, so to speak, so that the dynasty will continue, so that we'll continue having Kohanim Gdolim from Yeshua's family. Vayad malach Adonai b'Yoshua lemor. And so now the angel warns Yoshua, and he says to him, Ko amar Adonai tzevaot, im bidrachai telech ve'im et mishmarti tishmor. So says Hashem, if you and your children will go in my way, and you will watch my Torah that I commanded you, וגם אתה תדין את ביתי וגם תשמור את חצריי. So then you and your children will be Kohanim Gdolim, and they will always be in charge of my home. You see the logical sequence of things. In the previous chapter, Hashem prophesies that He will again bring His Shekhinah to Jerusalem and to the temple. Now Hashem says, and now who's in charge of the temple? Yoshua. And Yoshua, there's a problem. His children are married to non-Jewish women. And then Hashem says, okay, so Yoshua is going to fix that. So from now on, he will head it. Okay, not only Yoshua, Zechariah asks there should be a continuation. So the angel warns him, and he says, if you stick to the Torah and mitzvot, so you and your descendants, you will continue running my home. And you will be the one, v'gam tishmor et chatzerai, gam ata tadin et beiti, v'gam tishmor et chatzerai. You will be the one in charge of my courtyards, v'natati lecha malachim bein ha'omedim ha'ele. I will give you capacity to travel among these angels that are standing. You see all these people standing around? Not only in this world will you have the authority over the temple, but I will let you walk among them. You'll be among angels in the world to come. Now, Chazal say that this pasuk is the formula for understanding the difference between a human and an angel. The human is called malchim, a walker, a person, a walkman. Yeah, human beings are supposed to be walking. They're supposed to be advancing, and that's the capacity that we were given, to consistently advance. Whereas the angels, although they were created on a higher level, they are called omedim ha'ele, these standing creatures, meaning these angels that can never advance in the world. They were created on a much higher level than a human being, but they can never advance. So Hashem says, you stick to my Torah and I will let you advance up to these angels who are standing, who are in the same place. They can't go up, they cannot advance. Shemana Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol Ata V'Reyecha HaYoshevim Lefanecha Ki Anshei Mofet Heima. Hashem says, listen here, you and your buddies, who are his buddies? The other people who were men of miracles, the other people who were saved from the burning furnace, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Hashem says, I want you to listen and I want them to listen. Ki hineni mevi et avdi tzemach. I am bringing my servant. Here's what I want you to hear. My servant, he's called Tzemach. So the question is, who's he talking about? One understanding is, I will bring forth that greater redemption, which was yet to come in the book of Nehemiah. At this point, they only had Zerubbabel. He was a governor, but he didn't have dominion. He didn't get have the rulership to lead things. Hashem says, well, Zerubbabel is going to grow, as we see in the book of Nehemiah. He will be given complete dominion, and he will come and lead you here in the land of Israel. The simple understanding is it's talking about Zerubbabel that was not yet given the rulership over Judea. The deeper understanding is he's prophesizing about the Mashiach. And we'll continue here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.